So, welcome to a remix on our devices series. We're switching it up a little bit this year and going forward. So, how soon is too soon? That is the question, and we are going to do a deep dive on that. I guess it's a deep dive, whatever. But yeah, enjoy the show.
Yo, what's up, guys? My name is Eric.
And I'm Trey.
Every day.
Yo, what's up, guys? Hey, today we are going to talk about something very juicy.
And that is how soon is too soon. Before we get started, we are probably going to piss off some older people, older couples, older, you know, single people, whatever.
What?
That is not our intention, but
it is our intention.
It's not my intention. That's Eric's. So yeah, we apologize in advance. But how should we start this off? Let's see. All right. So first off, we came about this conversation because I was talking about how long me and my wife Denise have known each other. We've known each other since we were juniors in high school back in 2009. So we have 13 years of knowing each other. And so clearly we had enough time to get to know one another. And by no means am I a relationship expert. She ain't no relationship expert. You know, nothing like that. We have issues. We have had issues and we have issues. But we're working through it.
Right.
So we're not perfect. I don't even want to give off that type of energy, that type of vibe. So, yeah. But the reason why I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm conditioned because we got 13 years under our belt. But I think it is nuts.
Dude, I got zero.
That people will maybe not. Let me not do a week. That's a little bit extreme. But in a year, start dating. Get engaged, get married. Now, I understand that the Bible talks about that. Like, the Bible puts a very strong emphasis on marriage.
Exactly.
You know, God used, or Jesus talks about returning for his bride, which is the church.
Mm-hmm.
That shows how serious God is about marriage. I get that. But you should spend time with the person that you are interested in, and the person that you're considering doing life with. And
what?
No, yeah. That's not the one. This is more like doing life with, because it feels like, you know, you're being sentenced in jail.
I'm not going to say that. I said doing life with, like the person that you want to do life with alongside your partner in crime.
You know, it's funny. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like us Latinos, we say casado, like casado. And casa is like, casar is kind of like, it's also, you can kind of translate it as hunting. So like a lot of people say, oh, ya te casaste, meaning like you're like hunted and like you're dead.
That's kind of like when people say they're on the prowl looking for somebody or whatever. So that's similar. But yeah, nah, dang, they talking about like it's like a death sentence.
It's like a death sentence, pretty much. That's what I was like and saying.
Like people when they're like, the old ball and chain is calling me or whatever, like referring to their wife. I think that's mad disrespectful.
Dude, that's messed up.
You could be like, she could take that as you are saying that she has a weight issue.
Yo, you know, that's true.
She could take it that way. Like, you know, so I think it's disrespectful to call somebody the ball and chain. But anyway.
But yeah, with what you were saying, we believe like in our doctrine that, you know, and also just to clarify, yeah, obviously there's many doctrines out there, you know, a lot of different beliefs. One thing that you'll know is if a good doctrine is practiced, if, you know, it's, you know, if you see the examples of it in like the Old Testament, you know, if Jesus said it, and if you see it in the New Testament, that can, you know, those three, you know, like, I guess, like, categories can like define a good doctrine, because there's a lot of people that take things out of context. Yeah. Like the example, and I guess this really fits perfectly because we're talking about relationships, but like, you know, like women, like, you know, obey your husbands and blah blah blah, but hey, oh, yeah. You know, there's like submit to your husbands and stuff, and a lot of people take that as like, you gotta submit to me, but no, in there it also says, well, as you know, but husbands love your wife as mm-hmm. church loves your wife, like, I mean, as right. church, as no, love your wife as Christ loved love the church. And that alone itself, like, love, it's like, what kind of love unconditionally? And what exactly. does unconditional mean? It's like, you know, no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm going to go ahead and, like, go over a couple of live verses. I mean, Bible verses. But, you know, with what I was saying regarding the doctrine is that, like, we have to believe that, like, you know, obviously, you know, it's friendship, commitment, you know, engagement, and then marriage.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, it's because, like, with what I was explaining to you is, like, I've I'm gonna be very honest with you guys, like, me knowing things about God, unfortunately, sometimes I did not follow the direction that He intended me to. And
that's all of us,
you know. Like I said, the people that I've dated, they've been like, you know, worldly people that did not have the same belief as I did.
Yeah.
And believe me, that brought me a lot of issues, a lot of problems, you know, to a point where, like, if I didn't like break up with this, you know, relationship I was with, I could have, like, we could have killed each other to that point, you know. Jeez. And imagine, like, the toll, like, you know, because and for me, I was, you know, very depressed and down for a while, because I was like, man, like, me knowing all this stuff, like, I still let that happen, you know. And I gave, like, the worst feeling for me is, like, I gave a wrong representation of what God really is.
Right, right.
But to my point is that, like, you know, and the difference between, like, a secular relationship to, like, a Christian one, you know. Right. As a Christian, I feel like a lot of people really don't feel like to be in relationships like that, because they're like, they feel like there's a lot of rules. There's yeah. like a lot of don'ts, like, you can't do but this, you can't do that. It's for your benefit, though. Yes, yes. And no, and it's, you know, and it's great and it's beautiful, because, you know, the reward is going to be amazing. But I right. feel like most of the secular relationships are more like physical attraction, you know, exactly. like, and people last with each other for a long time. And I've seen relationships that they're just, you know, with a person because of how they make them feel, like, you know, intimately or
tax purposes.
Or yeah. You know, there's a lot of reasons why people stay single, yeah. you know, and, you know, I've seen not single, but, like, you know, in an open marriage, and I guess you can really call it an open relationship, because there's no, like, you know, there's no, like, covenant or nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and I've known, you know, relationships, like, people that have been, like, you know, date, like, boyfriend and girlfriend for 5 years, or, like, somebody's fiance for, like, 2-3 years and still not married.
That lack of commitment
yeah.
is, like, huge. Because yeah. it's just, like, this person is not willing to. And, I mean, to a degree, they are kind of reliable for each other, but they're not willing to commit yeah. themselves to that person for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, or they get too comfortable. That's for sure. Get
too comfortable.
You know, yeah. and with what I was saying is, like, you know, and that's why we were talking with this topic about, like, how soon is too soon, because, like, I feel you obviously the there's gonna, you know, the time that you're gonna take is, like, actually knowing this person, because it's gonna be in that friendship, like, phase, because
exactly.
you know, it's like you get to know a person, and honestly, I highly believe that a lot of people say, oh, I want the one, or the one, no, like, the one, you are able to become the one, exactly. or make someone the one. God is not going to be like, oh, this is the one. Like, that person is the one, because, like, there's a lot of people that can become the one.
Exactly. And that's, sorry.
No. Well, what I was saying is, like, you know, you have that time to kind of figure it out. And if you're, like, for real about this person, then that's why I feel like, you know, I, at least in my end and from my experiences, like me being like knowing like now, like, okay, how to like deal with like a Christian relationship is like, and honestly, you know, there's still struggles. There's still are, you know, like,
it's
like,
a little bit easier.
But it's hard. I know it's hard, you know, trust, like it's hard being in a Christian relationship than being in a secular one.
Oh yeah. Cause you know, right from wrong and, you know,
yeah,
and the whole thing about idle hands or the devil's playground.
Yeah. And it's really hard but you know, but that's why, you know, like what we're talking about, like if you know that this person is one, like I feel like it's safe to play where like, okay, I know you for this long. Like I'm going to commit to you. You like, you know, like, exactly. You know, propose. And you know what? I'm going to marry you like right away because I feel like you leave like no room for any like mistakes or like for the enemy to just come and be like, oh, psych, or like, you know, something happening. And
yeah.
And, you know,
See, that was the point that I was making too about like somebody all in the same year doing all of that. Like, if you are absolutely certain, I have nothing against that. But for the people who's just like, they just kind of, they don't really get to know each other on a deeper level. And then they get engaged, then they get married, stuff like that.
You think that maybe it just like, you just want to get it on?
Yeah. And you think that's the case, especially in like with Christians.
And like, do you think, I understand that part, but like, I feel like, okay, and I guess we can get like deep in this, but I feel like, you know, I think it would be like a very wrong practice just to do that because one, and I'm not saying like, hey, go try out many females. No. Yeah. But like, I feel like if you just do that for the wrong reason, listen, you're going to be, this is the woman that you're going to be with
forever. Life.
So, you know, just because you want to do it, it don't mean that it might be like amazing or something. Like what if like, you know, and I guess I'm not going to get there like too in depth, but you know what I'm saying is like, that would be a bad reason.
For sure.
A bad, sure. bad reason. So, yeah, but
it's fine.
But yeah, I feel like it's very important, like to be like I just feel like commitment is the biggest.
For sure.
The biggest thing, and like I mean, and I guess you know a lot of people have like different perspectives on how to do things because like I mean, if people want to wait because they have like goals or they have things that they want to accomplish, cool. But like I mean, if that's not the case, then like you really can't, you know, stick to like, oh, you know, because I just feel like there would be like a lot of room for failure.
Yeah, no, you know? that's true. The other thing I was going to say too is like the people who they're like, they're together forever or whatever, but they're like, we don't need a certificate, like what is that gonna do?
Oh,
a piece
yeah.
of paper and all of that. Like,
dude, that's a lot of Mexican just, people for real.
It's just a commitment issue. That's basically what it is. That's the commitment issue that I was talking about earlier. And with those people, this doesn't pertain to them, obviously. Like, I mean, it's like, why even get married, you know, like at that point, like clearly you may not be in the right mindset to even get married with that type of thinking right there, where you're just like, oh, I don't need that piece of paper or whatever, and yada, yada, yada. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, you know, people have their reasons and they have, you know, their motives and all of that. You can't really judge somebody for the way that they think and their views on life. But at the same time, you can offer some help and some advice, because, like, that's crazy, too. Like, not only is it crazy to just, like, meet somebody and then get married in a week or something like that, but it's also crazy to sit there for years and years and years without a true commitment.
I'm not saying that it's going to be, like, you know, colored pink and roses. Like, I feel like... it's just like, honestly, with the relationship, I feel like there's like a huge commitment point. Like I feel like commitment is like the biggest driver in any relationship, because like, you know, I've known this, you know, from like the people that I, you know, associate myself with, that like love is not, yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, can put it as an emotion.
Yeah,
it's an action. But it's an action, but I feel like it's not even an action either. I feel like it's, I feel like it's more a commitment and then an action.
Yeah, and it takes sacrifice.
Yeah, that sacrifice. And actually, I feel like, yeah, I should read this, because like these Bible verses, the ones that I was like, you know, reading, is important, because it says like this in Ephesians 25:29, it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Mm-hmm. You know, so that alone is like, you know, Jesus literally sacrificed himself for the love of us.
Right.
And like, what does it mean to love, and what does it mean to sacrifice? Like, exactly. That's why I feel like, you know, that it, like there's things that go hand to hand, like love and sacrifice, because if you love someone, you like, and what this means, like, obviously we go deep in the context and like go into the root word of this. This is talking about, not because, you know, as we know, there's like different types of love.
Yeah.
This is the type of love that means unconditional love, where like, you know, no, you're going to love your wife no matter what, no matter what happens. And I feel like, you know, that alone, loving, is like sacrificing like yourself, because you're basically putting your ego, your will into the side to really love this person no matter what.
Like earlier, like I got me some cookies from Starbucks, and, you know, I wanted the whole thing, but... Who was right there?
Oh, of
my
course.
Wife. Let me get a piece.
Nice, okay. Nice.
You know what? Out of love, you know, I guess. I guess it's out of love.
I guess it's out of love.
You can have a piece.
No, but yeah, and I feel like commitment is huge, because then now it's an action. Because then, like, now, you know, you're committed to this person, and no matter how tough it gets, because what are the words that we know, like, in like in the marriage when they're, like, doing their vows, like, you know, you're going
to... Through sickness and health, to death do you part.
Or, like, through good and bad and all this stuff. Yeah. It's like, that's commitment, dude. Like, you know, this person is going to turn ugly in, like, the next 10 years. And you're still going to be with this person. So it's like,
yo. Yo.
You know what I mean? Like,
you don't know if somebody going
to. No. Hey, you know, no offense. I'm just trying to be funny. Obviously, y'all ladies out there, you stay beautiful forever.
Gosh.
You know, but I'm saying, like, what I meant is, like, the youth is not going to be there. Like,
oh, no.
You're talking about, like, you know, you're going to see one or two wrinkles in the face, or, you know.
Like, I got crow's feet. You know, I got some bags under my eyes. I got grays popping up.
Right. You're going to start, you know, seeing that belly flop and all that, you know.
That's been here.
No, you know, but that's what I mean. It's like, I feel like, you know, and I've, as guy, you know, you get guided a lot by like the physical attraction. Like, I mean, like not the physical attraction, but more like what you see. You know, obviously,
attraction. Like
yeah, obviously, like, you know, you want a girl that has, you know, some, you know, some curves, and I'm sure the girls do too, but not, I feel like there's more to
you
that.
You feel like girls want dudes that have curves?
I'm dead. Nah, I mean, I guess you could say curves, you know, with the muscles and everything, you know, so. I don't know.
We gonna keep going. Like,
but anyways, my point is that, you know, you're. How you see your wife or boyfriend or whatever now, it's not going to be, you know, the same in 10 years. Unless, you know, this person is, like, very dedicated and, you know, working and having a nice physique, I guess. But you know, it's not going to be the same. And I feel like this is very important, because then there's this other one that obviously, you know, going along with that, it says that, the husband might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word. You know, that's just symbolism right there, you know, but like, you know, being able to, like, on a daily, there's some scripture that says daily, you know, washing her with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without a spot or wrinkle. Yep. in such thing that she might be holy and without blemish. Mm-hmm. In the same ways, husband should love their wives as their own bodies. That is insane. He who loves his wife loves himself. So that's even another thing. You got to love yourself in order to love someone. Because obviously, if you don't love yourself, if you're insecure about yourself and whatever, then you know what? You're probably going to be insecure about the person that you're going to be with too. So it's like, you know, that's very important. And you know, there's this other one. I don't know if I should read it, but I think it's good. 1 Peter 3:7 says, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. And I'm not saying like live in the house, but I feel like on a daily, like, you know, and like we were talking about, there's no boyfriend or girlfriend in the Bible. It's more like husband, like, you know, wife and man, you know, woman, wife and husband. So, you know, showing honor to the woman, that's very important. Mm-hmm. And there's all the other ones that like other translations that says showing honor and respect to the woman as she is the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you on the grace of life, meaning that, you know, we as both have the same, you know, blessings and so that your prayers may not be hindered. Mm-hmm. So that is like tough in there.
Yeah.
And dude.
Yeah. No,
it's a mouthful. I mean, even just that, like for me, with when I'm trying to work out, like, you know, being able to, like, I feel like being able to have those verses like as foundations for my life, you know, I feel like that's gonna take me a long way. And even though I don't have any experience or know a lot, but I guess I have bad experience in the bad side, but like how I'm able to like do this in the good side now, you know, as God wants it.
Right. And the other thing too, I was going to say just about marriage, like, I don't believe that God just has that one for you. Like, I think anybody could be that one or whatever. And it's up to you and your spouse or whatever, to become that one for each other.
Yeah.
And so that's what I tried to do moving up here. That's good. Me and Denise, like I said, we got 13 years under our belt of knowing each other.
That's a long time.
So I moved up here somewhat with like selfish motives because I'm like, I'm at the lowest point in my life. I feel like an absolute failure. I need a change of scenery. I need a change of whatever, blah, blah, blah. But the main reason I'm moving here is to be with my wife, well, girlfriend at the time. Yeah. And I was like, I need to become the one because growing up, everything wasn't all peachy in her household or in mine. Yeah. I came from a broken household. Me, my brother and sister all have different dads. My mother's relationships did not work out, obviously. And I said to myself, although at the time, I never wanted to get married growing up, because I didn't want to be even remotely close of having a chance of having a failed relationship or failed marriage. And so I kind of just lived in fear. But once I met Denise, I felt like God said she's going to be the one.
Yeah.
And maybe she wasn't the one, but she became the one and vice versa. I became the one for her. And so the rest is history. I mean, I moved up here in 2017, February 2017, got engaged. And then that following October of 2017, we got married. So I had to become that one. And I still may not be at the highest level of being the one or whatever, but that's what I was saying about doing life together. You both, over the course of a lifetime, become each other's one.
Yeah.
So, yes. No. You have to be committed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, that's the biggest key and biggest driver, I feel like. So,
yeah.
Like I said, guys, I mean, we're just two dudes that are just pretty much talking about our experiences. And hopefully, I mean, if you guys are able to, you know, resonate with what we're saying or whatever, well, thank you. If not, then, you know, go and do your thing, but you know,
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Don't get married if that's not what you, if you're not willing to commit your life to someone.
Yeah.
Don't
stay
do
single
it.
And
stay single and
just praise God. You know, and kind of like this will be like perfect to finish it off. And
I came to shine, you know what I'm saying? Lift his name on high and, you know, get a couple numbers before I leave. Like,
yeah, you go ahead and keep that mentality if you want.
Get a couple numbers before I leave.
That ain't going to be my life. Like, yeah. I'm not adopting that.
Absolutely. So, hey, guys. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. This is episode 138. And... Yep. Thank you for tuning in. So stay safe and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep. See you.